ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Brought to you right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network by the World Boxing Association and ringtalk.com. And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Believe me, when he climbs into the ring, he'll have the people falling in the aisles.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Of course, when we're talking mixed martial arts, primarily, we're talking about the UFC, the Ultimate Fighting Championships, the Strikeforce Fighting Championships, and of course, to a lesser extent, a vibrant third, though. I'm talking about the Bellator Fighting Championships. And the reason why the MMA is getting so much play is that it's got great demographics. The demographics are 18 to 45. These are young demographics. They're out there spending money. They're going to live events. And of course, they're getting television. Of course, the UFC's on Fox, and their prelims sometimes are on FX cable if they have pay-per-view cards. So the bottom line is, I mean, they've got all kinds of television coverage. Showtime is taking care of Strikeforce. Strikeforce got a big card coming up May 19th. In fact, Josh Barnett will be here with us a little bit later in today's show. Josh Barnett, of course, in the main event for the Grand Prix Strikeforce Heavyweight Championship. We'll also talk with the owner, the man that started Strikeforce. I'm talking about the founder, Scott Coker, but you know, Showtime has got Strikeforce, and then MTV2, a smaller channel, has got the Bellator Fighting Championships. And the problem with the Bellator Fighting Championships is that they are on MTV2, but beginning in 2013, they will switch to Spike TV. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. This is our MMA hour, of course, nothing but MMA this hour. Next up, Josh Barnett and Scott Coker on Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Your free adult movie now at firetv.xxx. Now all your favorite adult movies are available 24/7 at the touch of a button. The hottest stars, 15,000 movies, and 75,000 clips from over 100 erotic studios, all ready for your unlimited viewing pleasure. No more midnight trips to the video store. No more DVDs to deal with. On your smartphone, on your computer, on any connected device, anytime, anywhere. Go to firetv.xxx to watch your free movie now. Play with fire. Fire TV, the ultimate adult video experience. FireTV.xxx, on-demand adult video. That's FYRETV.xxx. Get our exclusive feature film free. Go to FireTV.xxx now and enter promo code XXX. That's FYRETV.xxx. Promo code XXX.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Do you suffer from arthritis, muscle soreness, muscle cramps, or joint pain and stiffness? If so, Arthritic Max Arthritis Relief can help you. Scientifically advanced Arthritic Max Arthritis Relief combines the new Miracle Cure Celedrin with clinically proven pain relief ingredients to not only reduce arthritis pain, but to eliminate it. Apply it once in the morning and once in the evening for 24-hour relief. Get Arthritic Max Arthritis Relief at arthriticmax.com. Get the relief you need now. Visit arthriticmax.com.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Oh! Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and he scores his third win.
And Randleman is forced to say goodnight, Gracie.
Welcome back to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Of course, MMA, the fastest growing sport in the world, and I'm joined today by two people I have a tremendous amount of respect for. First of all, the man that founded Strikeforce. We're talking about Mr. Scott Coker. And Scott, welcome to the studios.
Glad to be here.
Always a pleasure to see you, man.
Yeah, it's been a little bit since the last time I saw you.
Yeah, well, you were hanging out ringside. I think you were wearing your shorts at one of the big fights, the Andre Ward fights over there in Oakland, California. You having a good time. Got that front row seat with your son. I remember. I was in the second row. You were in the first row. I remember that. And, of course, Josh Barnett, the former UFC heavyweight title holder, the man that never lost that championship in the house. And, Josh, how are you feeling?
Feeling pretty spectacular. It's a nice little chilly day out in San Francisco, but it's a good city. I like being here.
You know what Samuel Clemens said, Mark Twain, right?
Mm-mm.
The coldest winter he ever spent was the summer he spent in San Francisco.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, there you go. A little history for you.
Yeah, maybe he caught pneumonia, too.
Oh,
or consumption.
Okay, Scott. Now, Frank Shamrock told me that he came to you a long time ago with the idea to fight, to start an MMA fight league, mm-hmm. like Strikeforce. Was mm-hmm. it his idea? Did he come to you? Was he the...
Well, you know, actually what happened was, we were involved in the kickboxing business for all those years, and since 85 to 2006, and then I was working for K1. And then the mixed martial arts always became a topic that came up from the State Athletic Commission saying, we're going to have MMA legal in the state in 04, then it went to 05. And then right around the end of 05, it looked like it was going to be a real thing. So Frank and I sat down because we were very good friends. And I said, Frank, you know, I want to do this because I want to be the first one to do MMA in California. You've had the longest license in the state, over 22 years at that time. And so I said, why don't we do it? Because I want you to be the first guy that I promote in MMA. And I think this will be a historical event. And about 4 months later, we were at the HP Pavilion. During the first fight between him and Cesar Gracie, and Kung Lee fought on the undercard. And
what did that draw that night?
You know what? We had 18,265.
That's what I thought.
So it was an amazing night. And honestly, when we first started that fight, I mean, we were set up for 7,000 people. Just kept growing and growing and growing. And, even that was, 6 years ago? And even 6 years ago, it was there was not any mixed martial arts on network TV like it has been or is today with Fox and CBS. It was not on Showtime at that time. The television outlets were really Spike Television, and I think Fox, like the different Fox affiliates would sometimes air MMA, but it wasn't as mainstream as it is today. And I think that event had no television attached to it, had no sponsorship.
You know,
it was just a live event.
Spike made his bones. Spike made his bones on TNA Wrestling and the UFC. I mean, Those are the two highest rated programs on Spike TV. Everything else was lit like 20,000 viewers. And then for a UFC event, they get like 1.5 million. And for a TNA event, they get like 1.2 million. So they realized what direction this was going in. And obviously, you know, the demographics are a little bit different as far as boxing is concerned. Mm-hmm. Because in boxing, the crowd is old. And what I mean by old is they're 45 to 60 and around that age. And, you know, they don't spend a lot of money when they go to events. And a lot of boxing events, and I think you guys have picked up on this and done real well on it, is that they have a lot of time in between boxing events. Now, being a former 7-time amateur champion myself, I know the sport of boxing inside and out. And I got to tell you that sitting on your hands for 20 minutes between fights is boring, and it tends to kill the event. But Strike Force and the UFC and events like that, I mean, and Pride to an extent, and mm-hmm. some of the K-1 championships over in Japan, I mean, they have entertainment going. They've got nice-looking chicks wearing bikinis. I mean, not some old dumpy bras with cellulite. You know what I'm saying? I mean, let's be honest. I mean, MMA sort of like is doing things that boxing should have done 25 years ago, but boxing is just so lame, and it's so... it's just behind the
archaic.
Times.
Yeah. I mean, they should have been kicking in boxing 20 years ago.
I think
agree.
You're right.
I tell you what, I mean, I'm a boxing fan as well. But, you know, mixed martial arts has, you know, garnered the attention of the 18 to 25-year-old, you know, audience. And, you know, it's one of the few times I can get my son to hang out with me when there's a fight. You know, he wants to come over and watch the fight so he doesn't have to pay for it at his house.
Well, you know, it's funny is that a lot of the young men that I talk to, young ladies that I talk to now, they know who Josh Barnett is. They know who...
That's a lie.
They do. Oh, who said
yeah.
that?
Josh said that?
Oh, my God. Listen, they know who Josh Barnett is. They know who Gilbert Melendez is. They know who Ronda Rousey is. They know who Gina Carano is. I mean,
we're all on
they
the
know
registered
Nick
sex
Diaz.
Offender list. That's
what?
Why. They
Pardon
see
me?
Our pictures pop up.
No, you know what?
Pictures pop up at the post office?
Yeah.
I tell you what, honestly.
Josh Barnett thinks he's a sit-down comic over here.
You know
you
what?
Do comedy?
He's going to give Joe Rogan a run for his money.
No, I'm not. But I try to be quick of wit, you know, while I still can. I mean, the hands are slowing down, but hopefully the mind and the tongue.
Do you think the hands are slowing down?
No, they're lightning fast. Who told you that? What are you? We're spreading rumors.
Just a rumor going around. Back to the Strikeforce founder, of course. Scott Coker's in the studio here with me, of course, along with Josh Barnett, the former UFC heavyweight champion, the man that hopes to become the Strikeforce Grand Prix heavyweight champion May the 19th. Of course, this event takes place at the HP Pavilion in San Jose, California, folks. And, you know, I've been to a lot of events at the HP Pavilion, and nothing is quite like an MMA event, a Strikeforce event. I mean, I've been to concerts there. I've seen Paul McCartney there. I mean, I've seen all these incredible acts at the HP Pavilion. But nobody fills the joint, and nobody raises the decibels as far as the noise is concerned as a Strikeforce event. I mean, Kung Lee was a favorite. He was a crowd favorite. He's a local kid from down there, and now he's towards the twilight of his career. He's going to fight. Is he going to be fighting on this May 19th card?
No, Kung Lee will not be fighting. He's fighting, I believe, in July in the UFC card against Rich Franklin.
Okay. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. This is probably going to be a little dicey for you, but... When the UFC bought Strikeforce, did they create a monopoly owning both the UFC and Strikeforce?
I can tell you this. They definitely got a bunch of great fighters on the roster. I think that that's one of the things I'm really proud about is that, you know, we've built a fighter roster that was respectable. We had some world-class fighters, some top-ranked fighters. And, you know, to me, we had a heavyweight division that was second to none at that time. And that's how we end up with this tournament. And that's, you know, Josh is fighting Daniel Cormier May 19th for the championship. But, you know, I think we did a lot of good things. I think that we did a lot of things that we're very proud of. But, you know, there's a ton of other organizations out there. Bellator is out there.
Yeah, Bellator,
you know,
Bellator is trying with
King
the
tournament. King of the
Cage. King of the
Cage. There's other organizations out there.
You know, as far as monopolies go, when I got into MMA and, you know, there was a lot of different companies available, you know, worldwide. And the environment has ebbed and flowed and changed as things want. But I don't know about the UFC necessarily having a monopoly. I know that that they gave me Baltic Avenue and Pennsylvania Railroad, and I don't know what that has to do with anything.
They didn't give you Park Place?
No, I think they're saving that, you know.
If he beats, you know, Daniel Cormier on the 19th, they'll give Marvin Gardens. And
yeah, I'm going to put a hotel on one of those. For
yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
But back to – so when did Strikeforce come into fruition? When did you start this?
Well, you know what? We were in the kickboxing business with Strikeforce in 91. And, you know, we decided to turn it into an MMA company when it became legal here in California. And that was in the March of 2006.
And Scott's like, that was the worst decision I ever made.
Yeah, right.
No, I tell you, you know what? With MMA, when we first started, you know, I approached the Asian Pavilion and I said, look, this is going to come to California. I want to be the first one. I think they have a good shot of getting the first one because we've had a license here. And, you know, they're a little bit, skeptical. But we finally, you know, came to a deal that worked for everybody, and we did it. And, you know, they were very excited. I think they did very well. And we did the next one 3 or 4 months later. And then we did another one 3 or 4 months later. And then we got into the business of buying Pro Elite and, you know, getting the assets that they had, which is probably about 50 or 60 fighters, athletes.
I think he found that off of a bum on the side of the street at the time.
Well, you know, it's, you know, our partner, Silicon Valley Sports Entertainment, right, you know, very prominent. They own the San Jose Sharks and other
traded
companies.
A three-wheeled baby carriage and a broken handbag for it.
Okay. No, but let's be honest, though. But Strikeforce, have they drawn the largest crowds in HB Pavilion history?
I think they have the largest for a sporting event, not like a concert, in the because the Shark Tank holds 17,500 or 800 for hockey, and we got drew by 700. So
and some of that has to do with actual attendance configuration as well, right?
That's
so
correct.
With concerts, you don't need as much floor space.
That's
and
right.
Hockey and so on.
That's
and so
right.
Forth.
But you know, at the end of the day, you had 18,000 plus people in the auditorium for the first Strikeforce event.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing, folks. We'll be right back with Mr. Josh Barnett, one of the premier heavyweights in the world, the man that hopes to win the Strikeforce Grand Prix Tournament May 19th. Of course, the former UFC heavyweight champion and the founder of Strikeforce, Mr. Scott Coker, right after this.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Smart Money is searching for true investment value today, whether in stocks, commodities, bonds, or real estate. But only one asset class is up fourfold over the last decade, precious metals. Best of all, today gold and silver are still undervalued from a long-term inflation and historical basis. But before you jump into the best assets of the 21st century, get educated by the gold experts at Swiss America. For three decades, their motto has simply been, "In serving, we lead." Their prices are fair, resources are great, and service impeccable. Yes, Smart Money is going for gold and going with Swiss America. Lift your gold IQ right now. Call toll-free 800-932-5197. That's 800-932-5197. 5197 for their 2010 DVD, CD, and Economic Realities Report. Call 800-932-5197 today.
Welcome back to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. We've got mixed martial arts royalty in the house, of course. The former UFC heavyweight champion, Josh Barnett's in the house, and he never lost the title, folks. And he's all. We've also got Mr. Scott Coker, of course, the president and the founder of Strikeforce, the Strikeforce MMA championships, of course, coming to town, the HP Pavilion, May the 19th for the Grand Prix heavyweight tournament. Now, before I go to Mr. Barnett over here, I love the interview. I've had him on the show before in the past, and he's always a great interview. So, Scott, I got to ask you a couple more questions before sure. I let you go. This Ronda Rousey chick.
Yes.
She scares the snot out of me.
She is dangerous. She is an amazing fighter. And, you know, she can walk the talk. So she's, you know, she's something to be careful of. If you're a female fighter fighting at 135, you're going to have your hands full because this girl can really fight.
She's frightening.
Female fighter fighting?
What? She's absolutely frightening. I mean, she's real easy to look at. I mean, she's unlike Chris Cyborg Santos, who looks like a monster. But I mean,
well, they're both real easy to look at. I mean, all you can see is fist half the time.
Damn. All right, and now Gina Carano did real well in her movie, her big movie debut with Michael Douglas and this and that, and it did real well. She seems to be slated for another movie. She says she hasn't retired, although her only one loss was a Cyborg Santos, who later tested positive for some prohibited substances. We'll put it just like that. But do you think Gina's ever going to fight again?
You know what? I'm still hopeful because at the end of the day, I think that she's still a competitor. And, you know, that she's a fighter by heart. And I think that, you know, when she gets a couple of these other things out of the way, she's going to want to fight. And when she does and when she's ready, we'll be there in open arms.
You know, when I do interviews where she giggles, she's a giggler. She giggles.
You know, for someone who's on camera, I always give her tons of crap about being shy with public interviews, with camera time and all that, and just give her such a hard time about it. You know, I can assure her that she'll get into she'll have another fight again. Next time I see her, I'll just slap the crap out of her.
Okay, that's
it'll be on.
That's Josh Barnett. Now, Josh Barnett, tell me about this guy Daniel with the French name. Cormier. I've heard it pronounced about 10 different ways, but, you know, on 10 different shows. So tell me, what does he bring to the dance?
You know what? His moves are pretty slick. I've seen him, man. He does a stanky leg, does a little butterfly, a little tootsie roll. I mean, he gets out there, he shakes his booty good. But I got to tell you, I mean, I can two-step and heel toe all over him, so.
Okay,
not worried about it.
Neil, the way you do promos, and I want to tell you, this is a credit. You do promos almost like a professional wrestler, almost like Ric Flair. And I think Ric Flair is probably the greatest promo guy in the history.
Arguably so. And I like to be mentioned in the same breath as someone like Ric Flair. I do not at all claim to be on the same stage as Ric Flair or Dusty Rhodes or Stone Cold. Those guys are
The Rock.
Yeah. Well. No, you know, I've seen The Rock say some really brilliant stuff, but he's also part of an era where there's a lot of talking in third person, repeating catchphrases. It's just cheap heat over and over and over and over again.
Do you know that Flair never rehearses? That Flair isn't even given crib sheets? He's not even given notes? He's just sent out there, and they tell him, you're going to talk about May 19th. And he goes out there, and he does like a 5 or a 6 minute promo, and you're sitting there going, good God, this guy just blew me away, and there's no practice.
Well, back in the day, you know, when you would see those promos, there was no rehearsal. It was all live. You know, everything just happened as it goes. There's no, hey, can we try again? That means any ridiculous thing, like when with Harlem Heat calling out Hulk Hogan or the Shockmaster tripping and falling and his purple glittery Stormtrooper helmet falling off. All that stuff. I mean, it just goes, it's too game. There is no way to fix it. But it also allows for some incredible moments, too.
Okay. What do you think, what are your strongest assets? As Josh Barnett, the fighter, what is Josh Barnett, I hate to repeat the same phrase, but what do you bring to the dance?
Well, some of my strongest assets, I hate to say it, are actually, you know.
Because it ain't bragging when it's the truth, my buddy.
Well, but you know, I mean, you know, okay, so I've been investing in world funds instead of more local stock, and it's just paid off better.
You know, Pedro, I can answer that for you. I mean, you know, here's a fighter, honestly, that is constantly evolving, right? Because mixed martial arts is evolving.
It is.
And, you know, in seeing Josh over the last,
the
you know, 10
of
years.
I mean, because Horace Gracie couldn't get over in today's game.
No. And, you know, it's just a different time. But, you know, if you look at Josh, he's knocked people out. He's submitted people. You know, he's wrestled people.
Made
he's,
him laugh.
You know, I mean, he's able to do the whole thing, not just be a great striker, not just be a great, you know, grappler, or not be just a great shoot fighter. You know, he's able to incorporate all the different styles of martial arts, yeah, which is what makes martial
very
arts
diverse,
today.
Very diverse. I can do the whole thing.
There's dangerous.
No
and
stone
dangerous.
Left unturned.
Okay,
yeah. Keep that in mind, ladies. It goes in all directions.
Here's a question I get often, and I'm glad that Josh Barnett's here to answer this. What's the difference between a shoot fight and a worked fight?
Simply put, a worked fight means that the outcome is already predetermined. It's been worked out. And well, that's essentially what it is. And the idea of working is you're working the match to give the essence of a real fight out there to the crowd and to show the highs and lows and the drama and everything. A shoot fight means a real match. There is no predetermined outcome. It is entirely real. It's just up to the athletes to go out there and see who wins.
Scott Coker, the president of Strikeforce, are you surprised that that Vince McMahon's business is starting to, like, go downhill? I mean, the world of MMA is the fastest-growing sport in the world, and yet, you know, Vince McMahon's taking it on the chin. He's telling the stockholders, don't worry about it, don't sweat it, this and that. But the bottom line is, you know, he's starting to feel the heat.
I mean, you know, I'm not surprised. I mean, in today's media world, you have a lot of choices, and MMA is definitely on the rise, and it's not going anywhere. It's been here since 1993 in different versions, and since the takeover by the Fertittas and Dana, I think that was
Lorenzo and Frank.
Yeah, that was 2001.
Yeah,
you know, they've done a great job in unifying the rules, getting weight classes, and making it a real legitimate sport instead of a spectacle at that time, at least here in America. So it's a sport that is going to have longevity, and I think that if you talk to the kids today, They're talking about MMA. They're not talking about boxing. They're not talking about pro wrestling. They're talking about mixed martial arts.
And they've changed it from sport to spectacle. And, you know, it's hard to get out there and fight with spectacles on. What if you were to lose them if your eyesight's not good enough and you can't really see anything? Or they were to break and stab you with them. Or if you broke, you know.
Larry Holmes used to fight with contact lenses.
Well, that's Larry Holmes, you know. one of the most beautiful jabs in the entire sport
not,
of boxing.
It's not the greatest jab.
He was an incredible heavyweight, very underrated and overlooked. I think people just find him so droll in terms of what they got from his personality. But as a fighter, he was fantastic, and I'm a fan of Larry's.
Okay, May 19th, you're in the main event at the HP Pavilion. It'll be on Showtime, okay?
Yeah.
Talk to me. What is going to happen here? The first bells ring. How do you? I mean, because I'm an ex-fighter.
Okay.
And I used to dream through fights all the time. I don't know if you dream through fights like I dream through fights, but I see fights have going down. I always see myself winning, but I always go through these fights. I said different variations of fights. The last time you had a dream about this fight, what was it like?
It was pretty awesome. It is Girl Scout cookie season. So knowing that, how hard he's probably been training. I cover the ring in a variety of Girl Scout cookies. He starts diving on these things left and right, and I just come right in and sink that choke. Not only is it going to be hard for him to defend just the arm across the neck, but now he's got a whole gullet full of cookies with no milk. I don't really see any way he's going to get in the air and edgewise.
Josh Barnett and Scott Coker.
He is a heavyweight.
You're
trust
a heavyweight.
I will eat Girl Scout cookies to no end. That's why I stay away from Girl Scouts. At least 50 feet.
Well, first of all, I want to congratulate you thus far in your MMA career. You've been an outstanding fighter, no question about that. And you've been a great guy as far as doing interviews and being the public
guy. It's a full-spectrum thing. You know, you got to be a personality. You got to bring something interesting. And I could say all the same fight stuff that people are going to hear as things start to wind down closer and closer to the fight. And you can only say it so many times. But essentially, you can trust that I'm training very, very hard. I'm improving my skills, and Paulson and Nick Soniak and Oscar the Boxing Muniz and Eric Hammer and CrossFit Brea, everybody is helping to make me the best fighter I can be, and I'm going to make it happen.
Last question for Scott Coker. First of all, congratulations on the beginning Strikeforce, having the idea to come up with this MMA league. Of course, you sold it to the Fertittas, this net. Do you still have a lot of power? I mean, are you still the president? Are you still the man? Are you still the czar when it comes to Strikeforce, or what?
Well, you know, here's the situation. Vegas, in Las Vegas, is where the Zuffa family is running the business. And, we're operated here out of the Bay Area. So we still have a small presence here in the Bay Area. But you know what? I'd say that they're making a lot of the business moves and the decisions out of Las Vegas. But, you know, I chip in from time to time when they ask me.
He still has a Rasputin hat.
The Strikeforce Grand Prix Heavyweight Tournament, folks. Don't miss it. Tickets start at $45. The HP Pavilion, May 19th. Gentlemen, I thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
Because you can't fall up, you just fall down. And all you hear is that lonely sound. You're going down, down, down.
A business owner or an individual who owes the IRS, then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Hey guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with ProGene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with ProGene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Do you have a debt problem? Well, now you can finally do something about those collection calls. You can only avoid your mail and the phone for so long. That's why you need to call the Debt Solutions Network. We have agents standing by right now to assist you with your debt problems. Credit card debt, collection accounts, medical bills, and repossessions. Call now for relief.
800-814-5031. That's 800-814-5031. Not available in all states.
You can now hear your favorite Sports Byline USA Network shows while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. The latest episode is always available. Stitcher brings radio and podcast listeners a better way to listen to their favorite shows and helps them discover new content. Stitcher delivers personalized audio streams on demand right on your smartphone. Available for your iPhone, Android phones, webOS phones, or your BlackBerry. Stitcher is also available in some GM and Ford dashboard systems. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
On schedule for five for the Strikeforce World Welterweight title. Nick Diaz, the champion in white and black. Daly, the challenger in blue. Great body work by Diaz. Oh, a beautiful uppercut. Looping right hand. Daly falling into trouble. 11 seconds. Diaz going in for the kill. And it's over. Diaz has made history. Nick Diaz finishing Daly. And at one of the best rounds of the year.
Tune to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of mixed martial arts. Before we go into the world of MMA, got to bring up the fact that WrestleMania took place last week, and it did quite well at the gate. $8.9 million bucks as far as the live gate was concerned. That's WrestleMania 28. And it'll probably be the largest pay-per-view as far as the WWE is ever concerned because, you know, The Rock versus John Cena, that was in the main event. Of course, Dwayne Johnson, now a Hollywood movie star, coming back to wrestling for this one fight or this one wrestling match, this one worked event, like Josh Barnett said a little bit earlier. Anyway, the bottom line is the pay-per-view numbers are not in yet, but they're looking at probably being the best WWE pay-per-view in history. And Vince McMahon probably needs that, although he's not one of my favorite guys. If he fell off a cliff and didn't survive, I wouldn't fret and I wouldn't send flowers either. Anyway, speaking of the WWE, I want to mention the fact that Brock Lesnar, the former UFC heavyweight champion, of course, originally he was with the WWE, and then he went to Japan and he fought a little bit over there, and then he came over. He actually learned MMA in Japan. Then he came back over here and he fought in a non-UFC event. Then he signed a UFC contract and he became the hottest fighter in UFC history there for a year and a half or 2 years. I mean, Brock was like on fire. He generated incredible pay-per-view numbers, incredible live gates. He sold all kinds of memorabilia. He was the hottest fighter pound for pound in the entire world of MMA. And now he's going to be back with Vince McMahon working those work fights in the World Wrestling Entertainment. So I wish him the very best of luck. Look, he's never been a guy, he's got a lot of money, but he's never been a guy that spent a lot of money. He's got this ranch up in Minnesota. It's up out in the woods. It's out in the sticks. I mean, there's nobody within miles of him. I think he's got like a couple hundred acres. And he's all to himself. He likes to hunt. He likes to shoot. He's a loner. If ever there was a loner, it is Brock Lesnar. Now, I don't know if Brock Lesnar is going to be able to go back to this WWE schedule, because that's pretty tough. It's, you know, they got these guys going like house shows two or three times a week. And then, of course, you got SmackDown going Friday night and then Monday Night Raw going on Monday night. And then they've got a couple of wrestling superstar shows in between. But the bottom line is, and then you've got the pay-per-views coming up. And that's, of course, that's where all the money's at. As far as the World Wrestling Entertainment is concerned, the pay-per-view is where it's at. So having Brock Lesnar back in the fold, that's going to make them some money, no question about that. Speaking of money, John Jones and Rashad Evans. Man, this is going to go down April 21st, of course, in Atlanta, GA. And I want to welcome my listeners on the WEEE, 1100 AM. And, of course, there's a big fight in town April 21st. You can't miss this fight if you're an MMA fan. You've got to get down to the arena. It isn't sold out yet, but they've sold a couple million dollars worth of tickets already. And the bottom line is it's going to be probably the fight of the year, the biggest pay-per-view fight of the year as far as the world of mixed martial arts and the UFC is concerned. Because I'm telling you, John Jones, the one's beating John Bones Jones. What is he, like 6'4"? He's got like an 84-inch arm span as far as his reach is concerned. The longest reach in MMA, I think, and boxing history. I don't think anybody's ever had longer arms, okay? He can box. He can take you down to the ground. He can ground and pound. He can do it all. I mean, he is an incredible fighter. And Rashad Evans, being the former champion, I mean, he has a lot of skills, and people think that Rashad's going to bring it. You know, these guys, they're talking a good game. In fact, I think that there's been one 30-minute show that aired, I think, on April the 6th, and there's a couple more coming up in the near future before the 21st. It'll be airing, I think, once a week, and it'll probably be on FX cable. But the bottom line is these guys are making like they don't like each other, and they're building up this great gate and building up all this anticipation. And I don't know if they really do dislike each other genuinely, because they used to be sparring partners, used to be gym mates, they used to be like brothers in the gym. I mean, they worked out of the same dojo, they worked out of the same MMA gym, they did their thing in the same cage, they did their thing together. So it's a little bit, how can I put this, it's a little unusual when two friends fight, because you never know really what's going to happen. You know, bottom line is John Jones is probably the best fighter in MMA right now, bar none. I mean, I don't think he's going to get beat for a long time. But then again, I said that about Lesnar. And Lesnar got beat by Frank Mir. And then, of course, Alistair Overeem beat him in December, and that caused him to retire. Speaking of Alistair Overeem, they had a surprise test last week in Las Vegas, Nevada. And he tested very high for testosterone. In fact, he scored like a 10.1. And I think the limit's 4.1 or 4.2, something like that. So his fight with Junior Dos Santos was sort of up in the air. And they don't know whether they're going to retest him. If they retest him, I think he brings his level down a little bit. He'll be able to fight. But that is the big fight of the year. Of course, that's a fight that people want to see in the heavyweight division as far as Junior Dos Santos is concerned. Of course, Dos Santos and Cain Velasquez, fought for the UFC heavyweight title on November the 5th. That was on Fox TV last year. And what you know, Santos enters a fight with a broken foot, and Cain Velasquez comes in with a dislocated shoulder, and they still fought. I mean, these guys have got it going on. Speaking of going on, August 14th in Stockholm, Sweden. That's right, UFC's taking it to Stockholm, Sweden. Alexander Gustafsson, they call him the Mauler. He's 13-1. He's taking on Thiago Silva. Silva's 14-2. I'm going to go with Silva here. These guys are light heavyweights, but I'm going to go with Silva, and this will be on Fuel TV. And people keep asking me, where is Fuel TV? Well, I don't get it on Comcast. I don't know what to tell you. I really don't. You maybe can get it on an international feed. Go to, like, yahoo.com and hit the international button and see if you can get a live stream of the Gustafsson Silva card on the UFC card from Stockholm, Sweden. Of course, that's April 14th. And it figures to be a good card, but it'll be on Fuel TV. And that's my problem with the UFC right now, is that nobody has Fuel TV. Nobody does. I mean, even my close friends don't have Fuel TV. They have to go out and watch it somewhere else. And, you know, you don't want to leave the house now. People have gotten sort of used to staying at home and the comforts of home, sitting there with your big beer belly if you have one, and then your big beers if you don't. But the bottom line is, you get to sit home, you get to relax, and in your own little crib, you can watch the fight in your underwear if you want. But you can't do that if you can't get the TV channel. And Fuel TV is not happening, okay? And unless FX picks up these cards, FX Cable, of course, they're picking up a lot of UFC cards. Unless they pick up these cards, they're going to be stuck on Fuel TV for a while. Even though Fuel does 250 to 300,000, sometimes, you know, sometimes in excess of that, homes per UFC event, which is like 280,000 homes better than they normally do in that time slot. Okay, I mean, it's great for them, but it's not great for MMA fans. I mean, we're hurting. We want to watch these fights. Speaking of fights you want to watch, don't forget The Ultimate Fighter. It's going to wrap up June the 1st, but it's going on live. It's going on live every other week. Of course, they're coming to you from Las Vegas. And the bottom line is, I think Justin Lawrence has probably got a good chance of winning this, although, you know, he might be eliminated next. You never know. I mean, there's so many ways to lose in the world of mixed martial arts. And that's why I think it's almost impossible for a guy to stay dominant for a long time, because, you know, he can lose by choke, he can lose by submission, he can lose by decision, he can lose by knockout. And, you know, if you make a mistake in an MMA event, especially against a guy with a Brazilian jiu-jitsu background or a wrestling background, you make a mistake against a guy like that, you make a mistake against a guy like Ken Shamrock. He was a former WWE guy, and of course he was with Pride, and he was with the UFC and different major sanctioning bodies. And I remember he did an ankle lock on, I can't remember the fighter's name, but he broke the guy's ankle in two spots, and the guy refused to give up. He had two stress fractures. I mean, it was nasty. So if you get into a bad position, you're going to have to submit unless you're a nut. Okay, and some of these guys are nuts. Some of these guys are crazy. Some of these guys have pain thresholds that go through the roof. I'm not one of those guys. I mean, I could take pain, but if somebody's breaking my ankle, if I hear my ankle snapping, I'm tapping. I mean, there's no doubt about it. If my ankle's snapping, I'm tapping. There's no doubt about that. And back to the Alistair Overeem, just got an email on this one. Pedro, do I think the fight will come off? As I said earlier, I'm not sure. Speaking of suspensions, Nick Diaz tested positive for some metabolites, which means some minute amounts of marijuana in his system. Of course, for that last fight he had with Carlos Condit, and Dana White wanted to throw together the rematch, put Condit and Diaz back in the ring again, like in June or July. And then, of course, the Nevada State Athletic Commission came in and said, no, we're going to suspend Diaz. Diaz has got himself a lawyer. And Oscar Goodman's son, Oscar Goodman used to be the mayor of Las Vegas. He was a guy that was connected. What I mean by connected was, he defended some of the biggest mobsters in Las Vegas back when the mob ran the joint, like Anthony Spilotro. They called him the Ant. He was the guy that the movie Goodfellas was based on. I mean, he was a monster. He was just a monster of a man. They found him buried back, I think, in Chicago, along with his brother. But the bottom line is, I think he was killed in Vegas and then transported to Chicago. They just didn't want the bad heat happening in Las Vegas. That's why you don't see mob hits. Even when the mob really ran Vegas, they weren't hitting people in Vegas. They would hit people outside of Vegas, or they would hit people in Vegas and then transport them outside of Vegas because they didn't want the bad publicity. Okay? But no, when you go back to the world of mixed martial arts, there is no connections as far as the mob is concerned. And, of course, the Fertitta brothers, Lorenzo and Frank, I mentioned them a little earlier, of course, along with Dana White and the government of Dubai, they own the UFC. And if I was to break it down to you in percentages, I'll put it to you like this. The Dubai government owns 13%. Dana White owns 10%. Frank and Lorenzo Fertitta own the rest of the UFC. So the UFC now almost a $1 billion business. If you were to put it on the market, it would probably go for a little over $1 billion. Now, I remember when the Fertittas first took over. I think it was UFC 33 or something like that. And you know, they had their problems. I mean, the pay-per-view signal went out like a half hour or 45 minutes before the fight was over, the main event fight was over. So that was a nightmare. There was no question about that. Tito Ortiz was in the main event. That was a nightmare. But they learned off that. And not only did they learned how to lose money. They lost like $30 million. They were thinking about selling the UFC. Yeah, and seriously, they lost $30 million before they made a dime. And then when they started to turn the corner, all of a sudden, boom, it became the hottest sport, as I said, mentioned earlier, the fastest growing sport in the entire world. There's no question about it. MMA is where it's at. And the UFC, of course, is worth $1 billion. Strikeforce, who we had their president on a little bit earlier, Scott Coker, it was sold by the San Jose Sports Authority, Silicon Valley Sports Authority, and Scott Coker were partners, and they sold the Strikeforce franchise to the Fertittas and the Zuffa Sports. Of course, that's their front program and the front company down there in Las Vegas, and they sold to them somewhere between $34 and $40 million. So I don't know how much of that money that Scott Coker had, but he was looking like a millionaire the other day, no question about that. Scott Coker, of course, and Josh Barnett, my guest today. Now, Josh Barnett, coming up May 19th, do I expect him to beat Daniel Cormier? I think so. I really do. I think that, Josh Barnett's almost at the top of his game right now. I mean, he's had a few issues as far as steroids are concerned, and was suspended, and he wasn't allowed to fight, but he's tested clean. He's come back, and he's had a few different tests here in California. And California is a pretty strict state when it comes to that. And they have agreed to license him, so he doesn't seem to be having these steroid issues anymore. And I think that he's one of the best fighters in the heavyweight division. I really do. I think that May 19th, you're going to see a fantastic fight, and I think that you'll see Josh Barnett come out on top. I think that Josh Barnett probably ranks up there with the top four or five heavyweights in the world. Now, who are the best heavyweights in the world right now? Obviously, Junior Dos Santos, Alistair Overeem, Josh Barnett, Cain Velasquez. Those are the top four guys, I think, in my mind, as far as heavyweights are concerned in the world of mixed martial arts. Now, some may be in UFC, some may be in Strikeforce, but eventually they're going to come together. There will be a undisputed world MMA champion. I think that's going to happen in the next year to 18 months. I think you'll see a combination. I think you'll see Strikeforce fighters fighting UFC fighters because they're both under the same umbrella. Even the one's on Showtime and the other one's on Fox, they're both under the same umbrella. So I can see these guys coming together for these different pay-per-view cards. There's no question about it. But MMA, alive and well. Of course, you can check out all the MMA as far as the Ultimate Fighting Championships are concerned on their website, UFC.com. And then, of course, you can check out Strikeforce at Strikeforce.com. We are hoping to have Ronda Rousey. We talked about her a little earlier. She scares the snot out of me, and I kid you not. She's a bad chick. 5-0, 5 submissions, 2004 silver medalist as far as judo was concerned in the Olympics. She's a bad chick. We hope to have her on the show in the near future. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. What is hip? Tell me, tell me.
You want to put your nest egg somewhere where it will grow. Gold has given investors a 300% return over the last 10 years. You want an investment that's safe. Gold American Eagles are guaranteed by the U.S. government for weight and purity. You want to work with someone you can trust. Blanchard & Company was founded over 35 years ago. They have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. You want an investment that's liquid in case you need your money fast. Well, Blanchard guarantees to buy back any gold you invest in with them at the current market rates anytime you want to sell. And you want someone you can talk to ask questions and find out what's right for you. Blanchard has set up a special toll-free line to give you a free one-on-one consultation and information with a gold expert. Just call 800-368-0296. 800-368-0296. For free gold information, call now. 800-368-0296. 800-368-0296.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
In next episode of The Ultimate Fighter, Friday night on FX Cable, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 o'clock on the West Coast. Joe Proctor from Team Faber, Uriah Faber, taking on Chris Tickle from, of course, Dominic Cruz's team. And those guys are going to eventually hook it up, Uriah Faber and Dominic Cruz. I think Dominic Cruz licks them like a stamp. Mike Chiusi was incredible. He was a part of Team Faber, and he defeated Jeremy Larson versus unanimous decision this past week, and that's the guy to watch. Of course, guys already in the quarterfinals are James Vick, Justin Lawrence, who is my favorite, and Al LaQuinta and the aforementioned Mike Tosia. That is The Ultimate Fighter. Of course, all of this information you can catch at USC.com. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, keep your butt out of that cage unless you can fight. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of MMA. If it's milk toast you want, you don't listen to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking the world of boxing and MMA each Saturday, 11 a.m. right here on the Sports Byline Network.